friends, this is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We're looking at the conquering Lamb of Revelation, and this is day one, the Lamb in God's awesome throne room, Revelation 4 and chapter 5, verse 6. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord, on this day, open up our hearts together that we can hear your voice and see with new eyes what you have to show us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. When you first open Revelation, John introduces his vision of the glorified Jesus among seven golden lampstands, which are symbols of the seven churches of Revelation. Chapters 2 and 3 include a message for each church, often a warning as well as a promise. We first see the Lamb in the book of Revelation in God's amazing throne room. John writes in Revelation 5:6, "Then I saw a Lamb, looking as if it had been slain, standing in the center of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and the elders." There's much going on around the throne, and since we're in no hurry to finish, I'd like us to take our time here to see with our mind's eye what John is telling us. Let's slow down and meditate on various aspects of Revelation 4 and 5 over the next 6 days. Chapter 4, verses 2 and 3. "Behold, a throne stood in heaven, with one seated on the throne, and he who sat there had the appearance of jasper and carnelian, and around the throne was a rainbow that had the appearance of an emerald." Placed around the throne are 24 thrones and 24 elders. Try to imagine. It is an awesome setting indeed. Verses 5 and 6. "From the throne came flashes of lightning and rumblings and peals of thunder, and before the throne were burning seven torches of fire, which are the seven spirits of God. And before the throne there was, as it were, a sea of glass, like crystal. And around the throne, on each side of the throne, are four living creatures with eyes in front and behind." I won't be trying to interpret each of these symbols. Our focus is on the Lamb, but imagine them in your mind's eye. The whole atmosphere is filled with worship. The four living creatures singing day and night praises to our God. "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." The 24 elders join in the worship, ascribing praise to the Lord for all his glory, honor, power, and creativity. "Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created." It is in this context of praise that we first see the Lamb. Revelation 5, verse 6. "And between the throne and the four living creatures and among the elders I saw a Lamb." So often we think of Christ dressed in a sweaty white robe and dusty sandals, tramping up and down the roads and paths of Galilee, preaching as he goes the good news of the kingdom, and healing all the sick that crowd around him. Then the grimy and bloody specter of flogging, crucifixion, and death. But here, after the glory and pain of Jesus' sojourn on earth, after the crucifixion, after the resurrection, we see him in heaven at the right hand of God. Stephen the martyr sees him there, Acts 7:55-56. "Behold, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." The writer of Hebrews tells us in Hebrews 12:2, "Looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God." Peter reminds us in 1 Peter 3:21-22, "Jesus Christ has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, with angels, authorities, and powers having been subjected to him." In a promise to the church at Laodicea, Jesus says in Revelation 3:21, "The one who conquers, I will grant him to sit with me on my throne, as I also conquered and sat down with my Father on his throne." The Lamb, of course, is Jesus, of whom John the Baptist spoke, "Behold, the Lamb of God." He is no longer hanging on the cross. He is in his rightful habitat, glory, that condition he longed for on earth. We catch a glimpse of this glory when he prays in John 17, 4-5, "Now, Father, glorify me in your own presence, with the glory that I had with you before the world existed." The Lamb before the throne is his rightful place of glory, surrounded by worship. And yet he invites us to come to him and talk with him there. We are friends of the Lamb of glory and are welcome before his throne. What a privilege. We too worship at his feet. Let's pray together. Father, we kneel in awe of Jesus, Lamb of God, who exists in unspeakable light and glory in your presence. Thank you for your mercy and grace. Thank you for making us holy. Thank you for making us worthy to approach our Jesus on his throne and receive his help. Help us to learn to worship you more and more. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'd like you to consider today and then each day in this series the meditation for the day based on the passage, and think about these things, and if you'd like, respond on the online forum to see what others have said as well. Day 1 meditation, Revelation 4 and chapter 5, verse 6. Why is everyone around the throne worshiping? Why are they chanting and singing? Why do you think that we get bored with worship after a few minutes? What does that indicate about our hearts? What can we do to change this?